When you hear so much about electric cars being the way of the future, you might think oil companies are busily preparing for the change, but it appears not. A Deloitte Australia survey shows electric vehicles could remove demand for nearly half the oil industry's output, but the oil companies are being caught flat-footed. Isabel Rowe reports.
The hum of the internal combustion engine has been a familiar sound for more than a century, but the future sounds more like this.
And that's all the sound it makes.
Absolutely.
Brisbane Tesla driver Stevenson Baker hasn't filled up with petrol in more than 3 years.
I ordered one of the first ones to come into Australia, and when it came off the back of the truck, I had never driven one, and I've loved it ever since.
Less than 2% of cars sold globally are electric, but that number is expected to rise dramatically in the next 10 years. Deloitte Australia's Bernadette Cullinane has surveyed more than 70 resources, mining and transport executives in Australia and overseas, and says there is a common theme.
They view EVs as a threat. They're less prepared for the widespread shift to electric vehicles. They're conducting less activities to prepare.
She says 80% of the oil and gas sector believes electric cars will threaten their business model in the next 12 years.
Transportation writ large, all forms of transportation, so that's road, rail, marine, aviation, represents about 55% of the crude oil barrel, if you will, and of that, road transportation in particular is about 45%. So effectively, companies do need to think about what happens if road transportation impacts that 45%.
The move to electric cars will mean less fuel stations and more charging stations. Stevenson Baker works with two companies designing fast charge points for both Teslas and other models.
We see a need for the EVs to be able to charge and travel.
Deloitte Australia's Bernadette Cullinane says fuel companies will have to adapt to stay relevant in the road revolution.
The oil and gas companies need to move to new energies as part of their portfolio. They can't be left, not be looking at that. Yes, their traditional model is upstream exploration and production and then downstream refining to make petroleum and diesel, but what we're saying is embrace the new energy future.
Deloitte Australia's Bernadette Cullinane ending Isabel Rowe's report.